What does a star win in a competition?
I don't know.
What?
A constellation prize.
It's time for the children's hour.
Kids Public Radio.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour of the galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
That's Monty Python from Monty Python Sings with the Galaxy Song. Hello, I'm Katie Stone. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm here with a lot of great kids. Who's with us today?
Hi, it's Corbett.
Hi, my name is Lucas C.
Hi, my name is Kybia.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it's Lily Mae.
Hi, this is Xander.
Hi, it's Gareth.
Hi, it's Kodiak.
Well, thank you all so much for being here on Zoom and also out in listener land. The kids are on Zoom right now with us because we're going to be speaking with somebody who's in such a different time zone that we had to talk to him on Zoom. And Professor Raman Prinja wrote a book called Wonders of the Night Sky. Astronomy starts with just looking up. It's an illustrated guide to what we can see just looking up in our own backyards, wherever we are standing here on this planet. I can't wait to talk to him. Stick with us. We're going to learn a lot about astronomy today on the Children's Hour. But first, this is Wendy and DB from Hey Big World.
What do you see when you look up in the sky at night? What do you see when you look up in the sky at night? The first star I see, I wish I may, I wish I might. Have the wish I wish tonight. What do you see when you look up in the sky at night? What do you see when you look up in the sky at night? hear when you look up in the sky at night? Listen. What do you hear when you look up in the sky at night? A symphony of crickets just singing in the moonlight. They're saying everything's is gonna be all right. Big stars, little stars, all that's in between. Endless places, things we lost, chances of a dream. That's what I see when I look up in the sky at night. That's what I see when I look up in the sky at night. Peace in the world, we have the power to unite. Just give it all our love. No need to fight. So what do you see when you look up in the sky at night? What do you see when you look up in the sky at night? All the stars in the night sky shining, so bright. That's what I see in the sky tonight. All the hope, all the love, and all the light. That's what I see in the sky tonight.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show, we have Professor Raman Prinja. He is a professor at the University College London in the Department of Physics and Astronomy. In fact, he's head of that department. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Professor Prinja.
Thank you, Katie. It's lovely to join you all. It's a long way away in London, but it's lovely to see all the lovely blue skies of Albuquerque there behind him. Fantastic.
It's pretty nice here. Professor Prinja, we have you on the show today because you have published a most extraordinary book. It's called Wonders of the Night Sky: Astronomy Starts with Just Looking Up. I have been enjoying reading this book and its beautiful illustrations. And we just got very excited about talking with you about the things you are discovering that we can learn just by looking up in our backyards about astronomy. Tell us a little bit about the book you just published.
What I wanted to do was give young readers like yourselves a guide, if you like, a guide to the night sky, that you can get out into your backyards and you can just do some astronomy. You can learn about space. And I wanted to set out a lot of interesting things that you can go and discover, you can go and look out for. Give some tips of how you'd go about doing this. There are some, you know, there are some tips you can have. And just also, as you go through this book, I wanted to also explain some of the things you are seeing. So you sort of, if you see stars of different colors, I tell you a little bit about why. You know, why do you see stars of different colors? Or if you see the Milky Way band stretching across your beautiful skies in the United States, for example, what is that band? So, you know, to actually also teach you a little bit of what you're looking at so you enjoy it more. You enjoy it, you want to discover more about it. But the main thing is for you to just written a book so you can just go out and really enjoy the night sky, because it's beautiful. It's free, it's wonderful, and it's the wonders of nature out there.
Really, it's true. We recently here in New Mexico had a phenomenon of astronomy. It was called an annular solar eclipse. And what we got to see here where we live is the moon drift across the sun in the middle of a morning. and leave a little ring of light around the edge of the moon. And the whole place around here got very chilly and dark, oddly, not totally dark, but pretty dark. So I want to start there with eclipses. What makes an eclipse happen, and why are they so rare, and why can they only be seen in certain bands around the country or the world?
There are certain times when the moon and the earth and the sun are so perfectly lined up, that the moon pretty much almost blocks out the glare of the sun. It needs perfect alignment. This is why they're rare. They happen very rarely because you need really this perfect lineup between the earth, the moon, and the sun. What then happens is that the shadow of the moon is cast onto the earth for that period. So when you were watching this, that's what you were. You were in the shadow of the moon. And because the shadow of the moon is not that large, you have to be in that position. And as the moon then orbits around the earth, that shadow starts to travel across the earth. It can only be seen where the shadow is moving across the earth. So to see them, you have to be in the path of the shadow. I mean, you could chase it. If you're fast enough in an aeroplane, you could go with the shadow. That's fantastic. But most of us can't do that. Most of us have to wait and hope that in our hometown one day that shadow might pass. And you got very lucky in Albuquerque. And the total solar eclipse, because this time it will get really dark. You won't be able to see your pals just standing a few yards away from you. It's going to be that dark in the daytime. And the birds are going to be very confused. The animals are going to get confused. It's going to get chilly. We're one of the only places in the solar system where the moon almost exactly blocks out the sun.
You mean normally other planets, their moons are too big or too small?
Too small. Not genuinely small. It's just that for them, the size of the moon in the sky is just not going to block out the entire sun because of where the moons are and how far the sun away. What we're very lucky here is that we have this perfect lucky lineup where the moon and the sun happen to be in the sky about the same size. Although the sun is much larger, it's 400 times further away, but the moon is 400 times smaller. So it's almost a perfect lineup. Very lucky.
That math about the ratio of the sun and the moon and the earth and the placement of the moon relative to the sun and the earth, all of that math behind that aligns so perfectly. It's just fascinating. We're speaking with Professor Roman Prinja. He just wrote a book called Wonders of the Night Sky. Astronomy starts with just looking up.
It's a nice day for a total eclipse. The kind of thing you want to happen on a day like this. Well, I'm out of work, I got no pay. So let's get together and have an eclipse today.
That's Pumpkinhead Ted from the New Bedford Knockabout release. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We've got more with Professor Roman Prinja, and we're going to explore more of our night sky just from our backyard. You can learn a lot more at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode. Just look up. But first, this is Lisa Loeb, right here on the Children's Hour.
Can you catch the moon and hold it in your hands? 'Cause I can catch Pick me up and we'll go flying. Can you see what shines when it's dark outside? I can't see the moonshine, but I look in your eyes. When I catch the moon, I'll throw it to you, and you'll be happy too. I'll do that for you. We can dance together and slowly spin.
So God bless the moon, and God bless me, and God bless the one that I long to see. It seems to me that God above created you for me to love. He picked you out of all the rest because he knew I loved you best. I once had a heart called mine, you see, but now it's gone to you from me. So take good care as I have done, for you have two and I have none. I see the moon and the moon sees me, and the moon sees the one that I long to see. So God bless the moon, and God bless me, and God bless the one that I long to see.
From Greg Brown's Bathtub Blues, that was I See the Moon. Lisa Loeb's title track off her Catch the Moon CD was before that. And in the background, you're hearing Poddington Bear. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're exploring what we can see when we just look up from wherever we're standing on the planet after dark. For more information on anything you're hearing about, go to childrenshour.org. This episode is called Just Look Up.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization supported by listeners just like you. Learn more about us at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. The Arts Alive program on Museum Hill in Santa Fe is free for all ages in June and July. Plan your summer visit at museumhill.net.
Hi, I love the Children's Hour because it's fun and you go to all sorts of different places. I'm Yoshi James from Australia.
Take the Children's Hour with you on your road trip. Find us at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts.